Joanne.
I'm just mad about my celebs. I buy a magazine every week, and I follow their lives. My friends think I'm crazy, but, you know, it's just like any interest. I'm curious. I love knowing what they're doing and where they are. I follow quite a few on social media. People say that celebs just do things for money, but that's not true. Well, not for all of them. Some are really kind and have a lot of good qualities. I'd love to be a celeb myself. It'd be just great.
Phil.
Honestly, I don't really follow the lives of celebrities, but the papers and magazines keep telling us what they're doing. I do sometimes get curious, especially if there's something about a football player. But I think that people who are mad about celebs, well, they must be a bit lonely, really. I read about this one woman. She has her car washed at a garage just because she'd seen a celeb there. Ridiculous, if you ask me.
Nicole.
I had this amazing experience. We were in Las Vegas on holiday, and this really famous guy was next to us with his girlfriend and family. There were fans who were asking for autographs, you know, when they write their name on a piece of paper, and he was so easygoing and nice. I wanted to ask for his autograph, but I was too shy. I just felt embarrassed. But then, after he'd gone, I saw he had left his sunscreen behind. I picked it up and kept it. I was actually surprised that it wasn't a better quality one. But I didn't mind. It was an unexpected souvenir.
Andy.
Well, you know, I think that the way celebs behave is really important. I'm sure it must be stressful sometimes, you know, all the cameras, but they shouldn't get nasty, you know what I mean? But I think that most of them are charming. I think they know it's really important that they are professional because there are so many fans who watch what they do and then copy them.
Maggie.
Well, I was a really big fan of this band, so you can imagine I was delighted that they'd chosen our town to play in. Everyone was really excited. But you know what? It was like they didn't notice us. We weren't there. They came on and played, but they didn't talk to us or anything. I thought it was a bit rude. I mean, without the fans, they're nothing. I was quite upset about it. Also, the sound was really poor quality, so people couldn't hear properly, and I think some fans even left. They were really annoyed because they couldn't hear. So, I guess the band got what they deserved.